I'm Zimin Shi, Dr. Z. With me today is Greg Galipo, Project Manager of RDA. Today we are going to talk about SharePoint solution customization. But before we get started, Greg, can you first introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Greg Galipo. I'm a Project Manager at RDA Corporation. Project Manager at RDA Corporation get to do a lot of architecture work, so I'm actually a developer, work my way up through Senior Developer, through Architect ranks to Project Manager. And also, I help run an internal team at RDA that deals directly with SharePoint. We call it the Collaboration Evangelist Team, and it's all dedicated to the SharePoint product suite.
Many customers are adopting Microsoft SharePoint solutions, also called MOS. What customers typically ask you when you go there and meet with them?
Well, SharePoint's a big product, so we get a lot of questions. Some of these questions are around setting up the taxonomy and setting up the security groups around SharePoint. Other questions have a lot to do with data management and records management within SharePoint. But mainly, a lot of customers want to know about branding and customization. The question we get more often than not is, how do I make this SharePoint site not look like it's SharePoint?
Let's talk about the branding and customization for SharePoint solutions. Tell us, how do you address that particular request or issue?
Well, Dr. Z, before we start talking about how to customize, we need to take a step back and understand how SharePoint works from an architectural point of view. By understanding how SharePoint combines the files together to make the website, we can understand how to customize it. So I'm going to diagram that up real quick so we can see.
Sure.
Right. Well, when understanding how SharePoint works, what you have to understand is SharePoint is not a regular web page. SharePoint is the combination of information in a database, which we call the content. Then you have physical files on the SharePoint server, which we refer to as the 12 hive. These are physical files. It's the combination of the information and content, filling in templates from the 12 hive, that makes a SharePoint web page. So when developing SharePoint, what's most important to understand is there is no one website file to go to see any particular page, because it's the combination from the database with the information in the 12 hive that makes your SharePoint web page.
Okay, Greg, what is 12 hive?
The 12 hive is just a term that SharePoint developers and SharePoint admin use. It refers to a physical location on the actual SharePoint server. This is the place where all the physical files that aren't in the database sit on the SharePoint server.
Okay, Greg, this diagram is helpful to understand sort of the high level of SharePoint architecture. But given that, what options do you have to customize a SharePoint solution?
Well, when customizing a SharePoint solution, there's really three options. Your first option is not a development option at all. It's using the SharePoint interface, and it's something admins can do, and it's called creating a site template. You can take a site that's already been created, and you can store it off as a site template. When you do that, you're storing that site template in the content database or in a gallery within SharePoint. So your first option is a site template. And this is really an administrative option, something an admin can do to store an existing site when they like how that site looks. The next option is called a site definition. This is something developers can build ahead of time to build your SharePoint site out. It's still a template, but it's a template that developers build. Site definitions live in the 12 hive. So when you create a SharePoint site, it's going to ask you to choose a template. And the template you're choosing is either going to be a site template or a site definition. And you make the determination of how you do that, whether it's something you need to develop and have a lot of control over how you create it, or it's something an admin can just take a snapshot of an existing site. The last, the third and last way that you can customize against SharePoint is through a tool called SharePoint Designer. SharePoint Designer is a tool that understands how to render the web page with its combination of database and file structure. This is something that a developer or someone with web design experience can use. And when you're modifying in SharePoint Designer, you're modifying directly against the website that you want to customize.
Can you show us a quick example for each of those three options?
Sure, Dr. Z. First, we'll start with showing you the out-of-the-box SharePoint web page where you go to create a new site. On this page, we're looking at the out-of-the-box create site page for SharePoint. When you create a new SharePoint site, right in the middle of the page, there's going to be a section that says Select a Template, or the Template Selection section. What you're looking at when you install SharePoint is the out-of-the-box site definitions that the Microsoft developers have already created for you to create a new SharePoint site. So when you pick one of these templates, what you're picking is a site definition from Microsoft. With that said, when you add new site definitions from custom development, they go right into one of these tabs on one of these sections. Next one I want to show you is saving your site as a site template. So in this instance, we've already created a SharePoint site and picked a site definition to choose from when we created our site. And I've made some changes to the site, and what we want to do is save our site as a site template. Think of it as a snapshot of a site at any given point in time, so you can recreate another site based on that snapshot. So what you do is you go to the site settings page of a site, and you click Save as Template. At this point, you can give your template a name, and you can save it. What this does is it creates a new template, so when you go to create a new site, your new template will be shown in a custom tab, and there is our new template that we just created. So now we can take any site at any given point in time and have a template to create off of. This is a complete admin functionality in SharePoint. There's no development involved to get this done.
What about the second option, site definition?
Well, site definition, as we explained earlier, is physical files that are in the 12 Hive to build a template that developers can build. So if you go to a SharePoint server that's SharePoint installed, you go to your path to where your 12 Hive is at, and then you look under template, site templates. Interesting enough, it's called site templates, but this is where we store the site definitions. And one of the main out-of-the-box one, the SharePoint collaboration team site, we'll look at is the STS site definition. And what you notice here, it has a combination of a .NET ASPX page and XML files, and particularly a main file called the onet.xml file. The combination of these files builds the site definition and allows developers to build their own site definition. So as a developer, I could build a custom site definition and place it in a new folder under this site templates path in my 12 Hive. And that's how we developers create new site definitions. They build them out and then they place them here on the server.
So what tools do you use to create site definitions?
What we do to do that is we build our site definitions in Visual Studio. And then we wrap what we build in what's called a WSP solution. That is the install file for SharePoint. And what that does, by having a WSP solution and deploying it to a SharePoint farm, the solution will take care of adding all our files to the correct places within SharePoint. There's multiple tools that can help you build WSP solutions. These are add-ins to Visual Studio. Two tools that come to mind are Visual Studio extensions for SharePoint, also you're here called VSEWSS. That is Microsoft's tool to help an add-in to build SharePoint solutions. Another good tool is one called WSP Builder, which is an open source solution.
Once you have built the custom site definition, you just save all those files to a specific location on the web server, right?
Yes, you can save them to a specific location on the web server, but actually when you deploy the solution using SES Admin, it will put them in that specific location for you. And in the multiple server SharePoint farm, the WSP solution installed with STS Admin will take care of deploying the solution to all the servers in the farm.
Can we look at the number three customization option using SharePoint Designer?
Sure. SharePoint Designer is a tool that renders the web page exactly as it looks on the site. So if you look at the screen right now, we have a SharePoint site, a basic out-of-the-box SharePoint site. If I open SharePoint Designer and I point to the same site, we're looking at that same site, but in a way that we, HTML tool that we can modify the site. So SharePoint Designer gives us the ability to modify the site directly.
Okay, you can make changes directly to an existing SharePoint site, but where are the changes saved?
Well, in this scenario of making the modification in SharePoint Designer, the changes are all saved in the database. In the other scenarios when we're talking about site definitions, some stuff was stored in the database, your content was in the database, and the template was in the 12 Hive, and the combination of the two made the site. The second you make a change in SharePoint Designer, everything has to be saved in the database, because now there's not this general template that every site in your system can use. That is a concept that is called customizing, but you'll also hear it referred to as ghosting. Reason being, in previous versions of SharePoint, it was called ghosting, and now it's called customizing. So the process of customizing or unghosting the page is breaking the reference of a template and saving your changes directly in a database, and you do this by modifying the page in SharePoint Designer.
So now if you make a change to the template or continue to make a change to the site, will the changes affect each other?
No. Once you've broken away from the template, any change you make on the site will not affect the template, and vice versa, any change you make on the template will not affect the site. That's the basic principle behind the customizing, or also called unghosting techniques.
But what if you made some changes and saved the changes to the database, but you don't like the changes? Can you roll back to the original site template?
Absolutely. If you made any changes in SharePoint Designer, and in essence you've customized your site, if you don't like that at any point in time, you can go back into SharePoint Designer, right-click on the node and say reset to site definition, and that will reset it to the original site definition that created the sites. In essence, you can roll back your changes.
How do you really choose one out of those three options, or you know, a combination of those three?
Well, each of the options has its own pros and cons. And I'll start talking about the site template. The site template is really for admin. It's a very easy way to take a snapshot of the site at any point in time, so you can recreate another site based off that template. It's all done through the SharePoint web interface, and an admin with the correct rights can do this. The issue with site templates is that developers cannot build on top of them after they've been built. So if you've built a template out and you like how it works but you want to tweak it a little bit, there's no developer tools to really help you make changes and redeploy that. So the site template, we like to think of it as an admin functionality in SharePoint, not a development functionality. So then when you know that you have a development process to choose, you're really choosing between the site definition and SharePoint Designer. And there's pros and cons to using both of them. In SharePoint Designer, the pros are it's very easy to work with. It has a very intuitive interface, an HTML design tool, and you're basically looking at the site as it looks to make your changes. The cons with SharePoint Designer is one, that ghosting or the customizing issue we talked about, because you're making your changes directly against the site and breaking the reference to the templates. This might not be an issue or might be an issue depending on the situation that you're in. The other con is deployment, because SharePoint Designer, you're working directly against the site. There's no way to package up what you've done and move it off to another environment without backing up and restoring the SharePoint sites. Now, with site definitions, these are really heavily developer focused. So developers make the modifications for them. While you get the great advantage of deployment and templating and all these great advantages, the problem is you need someone that understands how to develop against the SharePoint APIs and environments to be able to create these. So there's extra upfront work in developing. So it all depends on those factors when you choose between a site template, SharePoint Designer, and a site definition.
This is great. You know, three options to customize SharePoint site. But people also talk about creating custom SharePoint web parts. So what is it?
Well, web parts are really independent of these three different ways to brand or customize your SharePoint site. Web parts, what they are I like to think of them as widgets or controls, individual controls that do a section of code that a user can drag into a section of their SharePoint site and then use it when they feel necessary. These web parts are built in .NET, or you can there's some that you can build through Designer, but they're really independent pieces of code that you build out as controls outside of the concepts of the site as a whole.
As I know, you can also write a full-blown ASP.NET web applications or a few ASP.NET web pages and sort of embed them into an existing SharePoint site. Is that right?
Yes, it's actually interesting. There's a few ways to do that, actually. You can create these web applications just like you normally would, and then you have to find a way to get them into the SharePoint site. And the ways to do that are you could put them as part of your site definition, as we talked about earlier. You can go right into SharePoint Designer and add that page at the correct place in SharePoint Designer, or you can put those files directly in your 12 Hive in different folders. A good one is what's called the Layouts folder, and then you can put links on your SharePoint site that access them from there. So there's multiple ways to embed a custom web application into a SharePoint site.
The latest SharePoint release, Moz, supports Windows workflow. Is that right?
Yes. With Moss, you have different options to how you deploy workflows into SharePoint, well, custom workflows. You can build a workflow out completely in Visual Studio and attach that to a to SharePoint, or you can build a workflow out with activities already pre-built for you in SharePoint Designer. And to add on to that, if you want to use the SharePoint Designer to build a workflow, you can build custom activities in Visual Studio and add those activities into SharePoint Designer. So when you're deciding on a workflow path, you want to first decide, am I going to use the SharePoint Designer workflow or am I going to use the Visual Studio workflow? And if you use the SharePoint Designer workflow, you still have the ability to add in custom activities that you write in Visual Studio to the SharePoint Designer workflow.
There's many ways to customize a SharePoint solution. But on the other side of that, customers probably also will run into some issues as they become more familiar and knowledgeable about the SharePoint. So how do you help customers to address those issues?
We help customers address those issues by understanding the points that we just went over and how and help them determine the best path to customize their SharePoint site. Some issues that we commonly see that we try to keep customers to avoid is things like modifying files in the 12 Hive directly. As you've noticed throughout this presentation, everything we've talked about is adding new files to 12 Hive, not modifying files that Microsoft has already put there. So that's one common mistake we see is people trying to modify those files directly when they should be adding new files there. Other things we see are customers that didn't understand the different options in SharePoint early on and picked the wrong option and then are having trouble doing what they want to do later on. And a good example is we talked about deployment is a big issue and it's one of the reasons you picked the Visual Studio way. Well, sometimes we see customers jump right into Designer and start building that way. And while Designer's great, it's not meant for that particular scenario. So it's really picking the right way to build early on in SharePoint is how we avoid any issues and use the flexibility of SharePoint to our advantage.
This is a great discussion, Greg. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Z.